I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, July 22nd. Three polling places have been changed for the upcoming city election in Quincy. The City Council voted last night in favor of moving Ward 4 Precincts 2 and 3 to the lower level of the Lodge of Elks on Quarry Street from the upper level at the request of the Lodge. And the council also approved moving Ward 6, Precinct 5, from the Squantum School to the Nickerson American Legion post due to the Squantum School construction project. The changes will be in effect for both the preliminary election on September 2nd and the final election on November 4th. The city clerk's office will be sending out notifications of the changes to all of the affected voters in those precincts. Seven councilors voted in favor of the changes. Ward 6 councilor Bill Harris recused himself, saying he was an employee of the Nickerson Post and wanted to avoid any potential conflict. At-large councilor Noel DeBona did not attend the special virtual meeting that was held last night. With no resolution in sight, the Massachusetts court crisis caused by bar advocates' work stoppage is set to escalate this week as criminal defendants continue to go without legal representation. In a new filing, the Committee for Public Counsel said there were 101 juvenile defendants, including one in the custody of the Department of Youth Services, who did not have legal representation as of July 18th, raising the possibility that those cases could be dismissed. The juvenile cases are in Essex, Franklin, Hampden, Middlesex, Norfolk, and Suffolk counties. It comes on top of what the court said in a filing last Friday was a coming legal and logistical crisis. The filing, made by the State Attorney General's office representing several courts, warns that there is an enormous number of hearings that are needed soon for defendants still without attorneys to decide whether their criminal charges should be dismissed. The number of hearings is so great that the courts are asking for additional judges. Boston Municipal Court expects about 130 cases to be heard for dismissal today, and another 225 cases to be heard on August 5th. Other district courts, including in Middlesex County, estimate there are 447 defendants who will need hearings soon so a judge can decide whether to dismiss their charges. The flurry of legal filings is the latest development in a constitutional crisis caused by the work stoppage of bar advocates, private attorneys who are appointed to represent indigent defendants. The advocates argue they're not being paid enough by the state. The stoppage led to the state's highest court, the Supreme Court, earlier this month to enact an emergency measure known as the LaValle Protocol to deal with defendants who did not have representation. As part of that protocol, any defendant who's been in custody without counsel for 7 days must be released. It also requires cases against defendants who've been without representation for 45 days to be dismissed, at least temporarily. Since the protocol was put in place in Suffolk and Middlesex counties, 23 criminal defendants have been released from custody. In public schools and summer camps across Massachusetts, students cannot use sunscreen without a doctor's note. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration classifies sunscreen as an over-the-counter drug. Therefore, so do almost all schools. Similarly to how students need to go to the nurse's office if they want ibuprofen, they also cannot bring their own bottle of sunscreen to school without a doctor's permission, and even then must visit the nurse to use it. This was the case across the country until states individually began changing their laws. Now 29 states have passed laws to explicitly allow students to carry and apply their own sun protectant, including Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Louisiana, Utah, and Washington. A committee here heard testimony yesterday on legislation that would eliminate the burdensome restrictions on students and campers using sunscreen. The movement has been led by parents and dermatologists. The legislation has been filed since at least 2017 with various sponsors and the House, and Senator Julian Cyr from Provincetown as its lead champion in the Senate. The Senate version of the bill has been consistently sent to dead-end study orders without ever receiving a favorable report from the Education Committee. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 19 points. The NASDAQ rose 78. The S&P is up 8. World stocks mixed after U.S. stocks indexes inched to more records at the start of a week of profit updates from big U.S. companies. The dollar rose, the euro slipped, and oil is at $65 a barrel. In sports, the Red Sox lose to the Phillies last night, 3-2 in 10 innings. Play again tonight at 6:45. The National Weather Service forecast today, sunny and a high of 80 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the low 50s. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, high of 84. And Thursday, hazy, hot, and humid, a high of 91. Friday, hot and humid with a thunderstorm, high Friday, 96. Out on the water, waves about a foot, winds out of the north at 5 to 10, become easterly today, and a high tide at 9:50 a.m. Sunrise 5:27, sets at 8:12. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, July 22nd.